Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody tonight on this happy March 21st, 2022? So today we're talking about something. How do you like that? Kind of appropriate for a podcast, huh? We are talking about how to make major life changes, like starting a business or something. And we'll see where it goes. You know, this, participate questions. I'll start talking about things in alignment with, starting a business, or at least I think that's what I'll start talking about. We'll see. And it's, you know, it's like anything. What I teach is basically universal law or spiritual law. So if it works, then it's going to work in everything. It's going to work in all areas, because if you understand the dynamics of things, then it's going to work in multiple areas. So, you know, one thing, this popped in my head earlier, like when you're listening to my podcasts, you know, really try to take the dynamics, try to understand the dynamics of what I'm saying. You know, don't get stuck in the specifics. Don't get stuck in going like, well, he's talking about starting a business. I'm not interested in starting a business. It's like, then don't start a business, but like you can still learn from the dynamics that I'm explaining and how things work. Because if you understand that, you can apply it to anything. That's why I entitled this something about how to make major life changes, because I want people to understand that if you understand the dynamics of it, then you can take those dynamics and apply them to absolutely anything, because they are law. They work all the time in different situations. You know, that's kind of the whole point. So there. So doing great here. Divine Dao 8. That's Deanna, right? I believe. Watching on YouTube. Say hi. Let me know where you guys are. So let's dive in and see where this goes. And like I said, if there's things in your life that you would like, all right, cool, Deanna. Hey, buddy. So if there's things in your life that, you know, you want me to steer in the direction of, I might be able to do that. We'll see how this goes. It's just, there's a lot of, you know, one of the reasons I decided to do this was because, you know, it's been reported and I've heard it several times for quite a while now that many people are quitting their jobs. And why do people quit their jobs? Well, because they're unhappy with their jobs. You know, that's usually why people leave things. Now, granted, we need to learn how to do things out of self-love, not frustration. We also have to learn that we're not victims of our jobs and, you know, shift our perspectives. And quite honestly, what I found is once I start coaching people, you know, there's many times, not always, but there's many times where their job is actually serving them, because people are just good at it and they don't it doesn't use a lot of your energy. So you can use that energy for at least a little while to either work on yourself or, you guessed it, start a new business, you know, like while you still have income coming in, you know. So, you know, sometimes people really shouldn't quit their jobs right off the bat. You know, it's not always the best course of action. But the beautiful part of spirituality and life is that it doesn't really matter. Like it doesn't really matter if we make a mistake. Like I have, you know, I quit a job because the first job I got, well, I was working down in Florida, like delivering doors and doing some other things. But when, you know, 8-9 months after I woke up, I moved up to Rhode Island, and the first job that I got, I was in sales and I did not like it. And, you know, after a year, I knew I didn't want to be there anymore. And I put effort into finding other things, but probably not enough. And I was still learning and stuff like that. And I ended up quitting that job after my third year anniversary, because I was like, you know, after year one, I knew I wanted a different job. After year two, I still was there. And I went, oh my God, this is not good. I've wanted a new job for a year now, and I haven't gotten out of here. And then when anniversary number three hit, I was like, okay, I got to rock this boat. And in hindsight, it wasn't the best move, but I quit and jumped. I did have another job. I jumped into this other job that I didn't think through well. I had to leave that job like within a month or something, because I simply couldn't live like that. I couldn't do what they wanted me to do, which caused some major difficulty in my life. You know, having a young son, paying child support, and not being unemployed, and not many jobs out there, and quite honestly, not many skills. That was a major problem. So I don't, you know, I don't recommend quitting a job, just dropping a job. But like I said, the beauty of it is, you know, if everything changes, man, even if you make a mistake, there's a way out. So the thing with starting a job, writing a book, starting a blog, starting a podcast, getting a certification, the people put blocks in the way that simply don't have to be there. They simply don't have to be there. It's the reason that most people don't chase their dreams is because of these blocks and these ways of thinking that are culturally accepted. And if you talk to a lot of people about them, they're like, oh yeah, it's just, you know, that's life. It ain't easy, you know, rah, rah, rah. And it's like, it's actually not true. Like, actually, life can be very easy. And there's no reason for you to not chase your dreams. It's actually very simple to do. And most people can do it. If you're unemployed, well, then, you know, you have time. If you're working, then, you know, most people work around 8 hours a day. Now, I understand this next one isn't easy because I've been there. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're, most people are, you know, work around 8 hours a day, maybe another hour for travel. That's 10 hours a day. So basically, and if you sleep 8 hours a day, you know, now you're up to 18. So what is that? 6 hours a day you have free, which most people don't understand now. Most people are shocked when I say that. Like, you have 6 hours every single day, not counting weekends when you have more, that you can do something to change your life. And really all you need to do is, like, you know, you don't have to expend that much energy. Depending on where you are in the process of like starting a business or you know, just even researching something to like what you want to do next that might bring you more happiness, like all you have to do a lot of times is an hour a day. You could even do a half an hour a day. You know, I understand with kids sometimes, you know, that it chews up that 6 hours quite a bit. That was, you know, that was my situation when I started my business. Oh my God, it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh now. And I'm very thankful for how I function. And how I function is I don't know what I'm doing. And that's a benefit sometimes. I just do what I feel I'm supposed to be doing. And I, and I don't overanalyze it, because if I do, I'm going to find 300 ways why I shouldn't do it. But like, I had decided that it was time for me to start a business probably, you know, like a year before I had started it. By the time I had gotten my certification and really was trying to get this business off the ground, I had gotten custody of my son. So now all of a sudden my son's living with me, 12 years old, full time, completely different dynamic than when I was with him 4 or 5 days a week and he slept at his mom's most of the time. Completely different dynamic. Now all of a sudden I'm in control of everything, and his mom had stepped out of his life for a short period, you know, and she ended up coming back in, but that's another story. So like there was, I was doing everything. And even when she was back in, I was doing everything. I was doing all the schoolwork. I was doing all the soccer travel. I was doing everything, you know, with him, as well as starting a business. So I was gigantically busy. And there was many nights when, you know, it's 10:30 at night and I got the laptop on my lap, you know, working while the TV's on and he's watching TV, you know, many nights like that. So I understand it can be busy. I get it. But that's not an excuse why you can't do it. I mean, it's like we find, you know, I bet you a lot of phones have counters on them. If you go into your phone, I mean, like timers, you can set timers with your phone to see how much you spend on social media. I bet you most people spend at least a half an hour a day. If you took just that half an hour doing nothing, or you did stuff on your laptop while you were watching TV, more than enough, you can do it. And this is my point here, is like, you're going to see a theme. The theme is that you can do it. But the theme is just, your best is good enough. It really is. Your best is good enough. Just do what you can. And people don't do that usually. They think starting a business is this huge thing, and it's not. Nothing is huge. Nothing. All it is it something big is just made up of a bunch of small things. So it's not really something big. It's just a bunch of small things all grouped together. That's what it is. You know, it's like, you know, standing at the bottom of a mountain trying to figure out how you're going to jump to the top. Like, well, you can't. And that's paralyzes people. Like, I can't get up to the top of the mountain. I'm way down here. The mountaintop's way up there. I can't just go there. I just can't go there. Like, but yeah, but can you walk? Well, of course I can walk. Okay, then why don't you start walking? And eventually you'll get there. That's how you climb a mountain. You know, life is like that. We have to chop it down into small pieces, you know, and a business is actually, there's so many little things that go into it that you can do in short periods of time. It's actually a lot easier than people think, you know, like you can, if you have, you know, if you're eating lunch at work, you can just pop. I did this the other day. You know, we're opening a retreat center up here on our land in the Dominican Republic. So keep your eyes open for more information about that. But we had a meeting the other day and we decided on a name. So the name we came up with was Oasis de la Montaña. So in English, it's basically the oasis in the mountains, because, you know, even if you don't speak Spanish, you can understand oasis. It's the same word. And montañas, mountains, it's pretty darn close. So we decided on that name. So what I do is just search the domain name. Yep, available, cool. And nobody take that either. I'm gonna lock that in tonight before you before somebody does. I know my listeners won't, but like, you search domain names, boom, one thing done. You know, those are like $15 a year. Even if you don't start your business until next year, you got your domain name. So, hey, Pat, that name's mine. So like you have your domain name, lots of websites. I don't know about all of them, but I'm sure that quite a few do this. I know that Wix does it. You can build your website on Wix without going live. You just open up a free account on Wix and you start building your website. You start putting in the text, the name of your business. You start coming up with pictures. You don't have to have your own pictures. You can use free pictures. You can, you know, like you start building your website. A lot of times people don't do that because they don't have like clarity on what they're trying to do. And it's like, well, wait, just do what you can. Like, can you build a website and it's free? Well, you can do that. So who gives a crap? Like, just start plugging away on it. And a lot of times what people think is that they think they have to have perfect clarity on everything and then they can start. No, your clarity comes as it unfolds as you go. So like if you're building a website and you go, okay, I'm going to have an about page. So then your brain starts going, okay, how do I let people know what I'm going to do? Because, or a services page or whatever. At some point in your website building, you're going to have to figure out how to let people know what you do, right? So then your brain goes to that problem. What do I do? And you start typing stuff in. And you start going like, oh, okay, I do this and I do that. And you might have to rewrite it 10 times. Who gives a crap? What you're doing, that's how you develop clarity, is writing it out. It's taking action. Stuff like we actually think we're supposed to have everything figured out in our head before we take action, which is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. We can't like our brain, the capabilities that we think our brain has is absurd. Do you know how many people over the last, oh my God, 30 years I've had this conversation with? Because like I was a personal trainer for most of my life before, and then a life coach. You know how many people have told me after they forgot an appointment, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I forgot, I'm such an idiot. I go, well, what do you mean you're an idiot? Like, did you have it on your calendar? Oh, well, I don't use a calendar. You don't, you're an adult in this world and you don't use a calendar. I don't know how you thought you were going to remember. Like, what we expect our brain to do, it's just simply not capable of. You know, we think we're going to have grocery lists all in our head and like what time our kids' soccer games are going to be and when deadlines are at work and all our appointments with doctors and dentists and personal trainers and life coaches and all. We're going to organize all that and keep it clear in our head and function 90 miles an hour like the rest of society is going. It's unrealistic. It's not going to happen. You know, and if you're doing it, then one, I guarantee you, you're making mistakes. I guarantee you, you're going to make mistakes because you just can't organize all that. And then on top of that, we think that we're going to have everything figured out in our heads about a business. And then we're going to somehow take it out of there and like magically put it on a website or something. And it's going to be the same out in reality as it sounded in our heads. And that's not how things work. I mean, I'm sure most of you have experienced this scenario where you thought out something and you're like, okay, cool, I got the answer, sweet. And then you go start telling somebody and you're like, when it starts coming out of your mouth, you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? That doesn't make sense. Right? When it hits air, when it hits reality, something happens. So like what we have to do is get it out of our head and on paper, get it on the computer, whatever. Just do what you need to do or what you're capable of doing where you are. and you just chip away. People judge themselves and judge the size of the steps that they're supposed to be taking. Well, I'm not going to sit and work on a freaking website for 30 minutes. I mean, what's that going to do? I would have to do stuff like that for 14 years before it ever came to fruition. It's like, one, that's not true. Two, that's not what it's going to look like. So you see, what happens is when you start taking action, you literally change. I mean, we literally change from day to day anyway, just through our own experiences, even if we kind of do nothing. We have one more day of experience behind us to learn from. But like, as you start taking steps, and maybe Pat can comment on this, as you start taking steps, what happens is your brain starts seeing the vision clearer, and you start getting more information, you start getting more excited, and then you start taking more steps. And then that builds enthusiasm and excitement, and it feeds the next stuff, and it feeds the next stuff. So when you're at step three, you're different than you were at step one. Your brain is functioning different. You're seeing things differently. You have the experience from steps one, two, and three behind you. Now, when you're looking at step four, it's different. You're literally looking at it through new eyes because your energy level is different. Your confidence is different. Your perspective is different. Everything that you're using to build a business is different. It's completely different. You're a different person at step three than you were at step one. And then at 10 and at 20 and 30 and 40, you're a different person all the way. And you build on that. Just like you're building your business, you're building your perspective. It's expanding. Your intelligence is growing because you're learning from what you're doing. It's all, so, you know, we're not supposed to have all this figured out. We're supposed to learn as we go and go with the flow. And when things, you know, I mean, things have come into my path that, like, for this podcast, for example, you know, I use this for an example all the time. It's like, this podcast feeds my business. I had no idea I was going to do that. I didn't even know what a podcast was. I had no idea. They're like, oh, it's like a radio show on the computer and people can listen to it whenever they want. I'm like, oh, all right. Sounds cool. Yeah. They're going to get really popular. Maybe, you know, I have no idea. I don't even know what it is. So like, maybe, you know, oh, you should do a podcast. Really? You think I should do a podcast? All right, whatever. Let's try it. Sounds like fun. I had fun being a guest on yours. Let's try it. So I start doing a podcast and I did it for, I don't know, a year, year and a half or something. Nobody was listening. But when I fine-tuned my business, I kept doing the podcast for one reason, because it was fun. That was it. I got rid of most of what I was doing outside of life coaching, and I stuck with life coaching because that's what I wanted to do and I enjoyed it. And I stuck with the podcast because it was fun. That was it. And then, you know, 6 months later, all of a sudden I come across Insight Timer app. Oh, like, wow, look, a meditation app with a timer on it. I like that. So I start using it and there's a bunch of information on it. Oh, I wonder if I could put my podcast on here. So what did I do? I emailed it, not because I had this vision that it was going to feed my business, just because it came across my radar and it sparked my curiosity. That's it. It's all it takes. Something comes across your vision and it captures your attention. That's a sign. Follow it. And what do you do? What do you, you know, it took me 5, maybe 10 minutes to shoot out to look on Insight Timer. How do I contact Insight Timer? Oh, look, there's a contact or a support. I don't remember how I did it, but I found an email and I emailed them. I said, hey, could I upload my podcast on here? Sure, this is how you do it. Huh. So I uploaded it. No, still no expectations. Just, I don't know. It just captured my attention. It felt like maybe I should try it. So I did. And then all of a sudden, I go look and, hey, I wonder if anybody listened to that. Oh, my God. Hundreds of people listened to this. Geez, I should upload another one. I think I'll start from scratch and upload my first one. Like after I uploaded, like, I don't know, 5 or 10, I was like, hey, this is catching on. I'm going to start back from episode 1 and upload all of them. You know, because I've been doing it for, I don't know, 1.5, 2 years. So I started uploading them. And that started feeding my business. Not because I didn't, you know, I didn't have a business plan anywhere that said that. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea it was going to take off, but it did. Why? Because I followed the nudges. I followed what captured my attention. You know, it took me 5 or 10 minutes to shoot out an email. If nothing came back, nothing came back. Who cares? I followed my attention. I followed my attention from many things that didn't work out. But who gives a crap? It's 5 or 10 minutes out of your day. Shoot out an email. See if anything comes of it. If something's supposed to come of it, something will come of it. But this is, you know, we do have to participate. You know, the signs come, the nudges come, what captures our attention comes along. But we have to follow those things. We have to pay attention to those things. And we have to move in the direction of those things. Not with an attachment to an outcome, but just because simply people ask me why I do things a lot of times. Like, I don't know, because it captured my attention. I thought maybe it was a good idea. So I did it. Oh my God. And then it turned into something, or then it turned into nothing. But that nothing might turn into something in the future. I have all kinds of connections that I've made by reaching out to people. And a lot of times it goes a little something like this. I have no idea why I'm reaching out to you. I just, for some reason, this captured my attention and I thought I'd reach out and see if you want to have a chat sometime and maybe something will come of it. I've done that many times throughout my life, and sometimes stuff. And most of the time people, I get a response back and they're like, sure, I'll hop on a call with you. So I get on a call and I meet somebody and I have a connection there. And sometimes it turns into something and sometimes it doesn't. But I've made the connection, which is wonderful. And then as years go by, sometimes a project comes in alignment with that person. You know, sometimes it's 5 years later. But follow the nudges, you know. So let's see some of these comments. Hey, Chris. I'm so very excited to catch you live. Now, who is this? I can't really see the picture. It looks familiar, though. Now, name looks familiar. Maybe we've connected on... This is YouTube, so maybe we connected on Facebook. I'm excited to catch you live. The Holy Spirit speaks through you, and I gladly listen. Sweet. Thank you. Wow, that's a hell of a compliment. Yeah. It is spirit speaking. You know, this is why I try not to, I try not to control it. I just allow it to go because I know that something is way smarter than me is guiding the conversations, you know? So thank you. And I think I know who you are on Facebook, but anyway, so yeah, you know, ask your questions, give me your input, let me know. Following the nudges is huge. Following whatever captures your attention is huge. And because things capture our attention for a reason, they're supposed to. You know, we make life so complicated. And it's, you know, I always use the example, like when somebody's talking to me about whatever they enjoy in life or whatever they're interested in, 90% of the time, it's not the same thing I'm interested in, you know? So if it's not something I'm interested in, like, and I'm talking about, like, even if it's like spirituality, like, you know, I'm not sure how you would just start a spirituality business. You know, you got to pick something like a spiritual life coach or a church or write a book, or I'm going to do tarot cards, or I'm going to sell jewelry, or whatever the heck. You got to pick something, right? So most of those things I'm not interested in. I'm just interested in what I do. So I usually use the example of whatever the person I'm talking to is interested in. And I tell them, I'm not interested in that. I'm not. No interest in doing it. And you want to know why? It's because I'm not supposed to do it. You are. That's why you're interested in it. You know, this is, we have to simplify stuff. The, our guidance system is what brings me peace, what brings me happiness, what brings me joy, what captures my attention, what sounds interesting to me, what seems fun, what would be cool. Those are the thing, those, that's our guidance system directing us in what we should do. What feels like it drains my energy? That's an example of something we shouldn't be doing. What do I not like? That you shouldn't do. Like I know it sounds simple, like when I say it out loud like this, but if you talk to most of society and go, do you like your job? Most of them are going to go, no, oh, I hate my job. Oh my God. Then why are you doing it? I mean, you know, this is a gift that COVID has done, is everybody's quitting their jobs. Good. Good. Why do you want to waste your life doing something that you hate? You know, like I said earlier, I mean, do it intelligently. You don't, you know, you don't have to just run out and quit your job. I'm a spiritual realist, man. I don't tell anybody just to go quit their job or just to go quit their relationship or whatever. Like, you know, you start chipping away at the solution first. Work on yourself, and there will be a time. There will be a time to make those leaps, you know. But this is the beauty of starting a business now. It is easier than any time in human history to start a business right now. It's much easier because of the technology aspect of it. You know, like you can start a sole proprietorship with, you know, which is basically a DBA, a doing business as, for basically no cost. Like you don't have to incorporate it. You know, you just start doing business as this business name. And it's very simple. And you just start doing it. You know, start doing whatever you can do. Start building the website. Start creating jewelry. Start, you know, take a Reiki attunement that costs $100 or $150 or whatever. You know, and if you can't afford that, then if let's say it's $120, well, save up $10 a month. And then next year, you'll do it. There are no pieces too small. And this is what gets caught up. Like, this is why people don't exercise, is because they sit on the couch and they go, I'm going to start working out 5 times a week. That's what it takes. And then they go, and if they're lucky, they make it 1 week. Most of the time, they just don't make it 5 days a week. And then they sit their ass back on a couch and they judge themselves for not going 5 days a week or not going 3 days a week. And then they feel bad about themselves because they're judging themselves. And then they don't go because why? Because they feel bad about themselves. Why? Because they're judging themselves. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a cycle. Don't worry about it, man. Small victories, everything. I did a podcast on that. Go listen to that one too. It's everything is a small victory, everything. So start expanding on the small victories, you know? So like if you get the domain name, that's a small victory. If you figure out what email address you want to use, that's a small victory. If you spend a half an hour, don't do it in the bathroom, but if you spend a half an hour somewhere trying to get the right selfie on your phone, I mean, the phones nowadays, like my the pictures that I use, like the picture that I'm using for most of my stuff right now, because, you know, I changed so much since I moved over to DR with longer hair and a gray beard and all this stuff. Like the picture I use now that looks semi like me is standing over in my backyard over here with my camera going, you know, with the hills in the background. I'd never some professional photographer take it. Like, so spend a half an hour getting a good selfie, you know, that you can use for your business. Done. Victory. High five. You know, I mean, this is, we can, there is so much that you can do where you are. And don't fall into these programs. Oh my God, these programs. I mean, I understand some of these programs can work to some degree, kind of sometimes, but woo, there, you can't throw a stick without hitting 13 people that are telling you how they, you're going to make $10,000 a month in 60 days. Most of that stuff is a load of crap. I'll give you some advice, and this is what I did, because everything I did was on a shoestring budget, man. I didn't have money to do anything. I was broke. I was literally collecting food stamps when my son moved in with me, because I could, because now he was living with me. And I was literally collecting food stamps when I started my business. So everything I did myself, and I didn't know how to do anything. I Googled how to do it. I Googled what things were and then how to do it. Like, that, because there's no step too small. I have to build a website. I don't know how to build a website. Back then it was much harder. I don't know how to build a website. Like the first one I built, I needed HTML code. What is HTML code? I don't know. Google, what is HTML code? Well, it's some code you put in. Oh, okay. How do you put it in? Well, you do this. Like that, I took baby, tiny little steps to get something accomplished. And I didn't judge how small the step was. Just do whatever you can. There is literally no step too small. If something takes you 5 seconds and it's in a direction, that's 5 seconds worth of energy. That's in the direction of your business or you, whatever your goal is. That counts. Because then all of a sudden next time you might put in 15 seconds and then 30 seconds. And then you might go back and only put in 5 seconds. It's okay. Just do what you can where you are. That's most of life. That's what that is. It's doing what you can where you are. No matter how small, without judgment. And it adds up and it adds up and it adds up. Get talk it out, you know, talk about it with people. That's energy. That's putting energy towards it, you know, but be careful who you talk to, you know, really. I mean, this is because we have to remember we're still part of an unconscious society. So there's lots of people, especially people you love, which, you know, this is something else that people don't get. They think that because somebody loves them, then they'll support them in whatever they're trying to do. And often that's not the case. And, you know, I mean, it's honestly that there's many times where the people that love you are the worst at supporting you. And the reason is because they love you so much that some, if you're not awake and you're not conscious to this dynamic, then what happens is it sparks fear. You know, you can see it with parents. It's like, you know, like all you got to take this scenario, you know, you got a kid, right? And he has two interests. He's either thinking about becoming a doctor or a musician. Guess which one the parents are going to support? Of course, the doctor. Why? Because it's safer. Like you go to school. Most often you can get a job as a doctor somewhere or start a practice and you make tons of money. And then there's the illusion of security. So you're good. Whereas a musician, oh my goodness. Well, lots of people, it's very difficult to become a musician and all this stuff. So like, what if like, you don't really want to become a doctor, but your passion is music. So you're going to live without your passion in the hopes of landing somewhere safe. This is what people do this too much. They talk themselves out of pursuing their dreams because, well, that's hard. Yeah, but if it's your passion, man, if it's your passion, that's what you're supposed to be doing. That's why it's your passion. Like what? Did God just give us passion for like no apparent reason? I'm going to, slow down and think this through. Okay. This is a dynamic that I'm talking about. So what people think is they take something that they really love, that they're really passionate about, and they just push it aside because it doesn't make sense or something, right? Like, okay, let's look into this. It doesn't make sense. So what you're telling me is that there's a force out there, a loving force that most people believe in, like God, or even whatever. There's an impersonal universe that gives us a guidance system as to what to do and what not to do. There is some reason that aligns with the powers that be that we are supposed to be doing certain things. And when we do those things, it makes us feel good. That's how we know we're supposed to be doing them. And then there are other things that make us feel bad. That's how we know we're not supposed to be doing those things. That's basically an oversimplified version of the guidance system we have. So you're telling me that God gave you a passion for something, made it make you feel alive, made you lose track of time when you were doing it and joy flowing through you and feel like you were connected to God himself while you're doing this, but you're not supposed to do that. Why? Like, why would God create a system like that? That's mean. You know, it's literally mean. Like, I wouldn't do that to my kid. And I think God's love is more pure and unconditional than anything I'm capable of. And I'm not going to do that to my son. I'm not. If I had control over my son's life, I would not implant him with a passion to make him want to do something so bad he can taste it and then be like, yeah, but he really shouldn't do that. That's just cruel. So I don't believe a loving God would design a system like that. And if you don't believe in God, I don't believe an impersonal universe would create a system like that. Because then, like, people would never know what you want them to do. I love this, and I'm not supposed to do what I love. And I hate this, so I'm supposed to do what I... How the hell... What system are we talking about? You know, it doesn't make sense. So small pieces, there is nothing too small. Start with where you are. Start with whatever captures your attention. Start with what brings you joy and follow it. Look into it and look peripherally. You know, because sometimes something captures your interest to bring you somewhere else. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, I want to be a life coach. And then you start looking into certifications and that you come across this website where, I don't know, you can be a meditation teacher instead of a life coach. They have meditation teachers? That's what I really wanted to do. I didn't know they had that. I think that sounds interesting. Oh, it captured your attention. So look into it. Maybe you want to do that. Or maybe you look at it and you go, no, not meditation. And it solidifies that you actually want to be a life coach or solidifies something else because now you know what you don't want to do. Like when something captures your attention, there's a reason it's capturing your attention. It's using the guidance system that is in place. So pay attention to that. This thing, I don't know why I'm so dark tonight. I have my light on. Sidebar. So, yes, and now is the time where I wonderfully remembered, thank you, to mention group coaching. I just launched group coaching. So, I mean, wow, you know what, talk about a perfect way. I mean, like, if you guys have you and some friends that want to make some changes in your life, like, you know, this is how I do my business. It's like, I don't put a ton of thought or energy into expanding my business. What I do is I follow the nudges, and it's just natural. Like, oh, I should write a book. Okay. Then I wrote a book. Oh, and you know, I should do my live every week instead of every other week. Oh, okay. So I do that. I just do what feels right and what is not going to interrupt my day-to-day life. I like my life. I like having plenty of downtime to do what I want. I don't like working a ton, but I enjoy working when I do it. So I keep that balance primary, you know, but so how can I reach more people? Well, I could. So, you know, this is how I'll give you a real life example of how I do this. So when I came to group coaching, it's like, well, you know, how can I expand my business? How can I reach more people? Well, I could see more people. I could coach more people. Yeah, but then that's going to take a ton of time. And I don't want to double my workload. I don't want to. I mean, I could take on a couple more clients maybe, but I'm not doubling my workload to reach more people, to help more people. Okay, well, what about groups? Oh, yeah. So I can talk to the same people. Oh, wait, now, if I do group coaching, I can lower the price so more people can meet that price point. Ooh, nice byproduct. Nice. Okay. I like where this is going. That's interesting. Okay. So I have this new platform where they can have a private group where only they can access it. So they can support one another. I mean, group support has been very popular for many years. Why? Because it works. So now all of a sudden I incorporated a group where that I can monitor and still put my input in between sessions. But the people that are working with me can have each other too to bounce things off of and feel support from and all that stuff. So, oh my God, match made in heaven. Beautiful. Let's do that. Now my workload hasn't increased that much, but yet I came up with an offer where I can help more people in the same amount of time and lower my prices. Jackpot. So do you see, this is how stuff just comes. If you just go with it, if you just lean in and you're open and you have discussions. Like, I didn't come up with this on my own. I talked with my assistant, Rosie, about it. I was like, hey, you know, what about this? And I have more stuff coming that I talked about and I may be doing. But when I looked at it, I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for that yet. I don't know if I want to make that jump right now. It's kind of a jump. I think I want to do something in between what I'm doing now and that. Okay. And that's when we came up with group coaching. This is how things unfold, you know, and then the how. Oh, well, you know, you ask. The other thing I wanted to mention was Small Business Administration. Like, search, people, search. We're in the information age. Search. It's all there at your fingertips. Small Business Association, most cities have them. They're very helpful. And there's other organizations that I found. I don't think I'm going to come up with it right, the name of it right now, but in Rhode Island, I used to go and they have these retired volunteers that come in and like they will, you can set up a time to have a meeting with them. And I would go sit down. I sat down with those guys, different guys in that organization, probably 4 or 5 times, maybe more. And I just had conversations about business ideas. And sometimes they're like, you know, they're retired businessmen. So for the most part, they're really good and they really know what they're doing, but they are human beings. So don't let anybody squash your dream, because sometimes they're like, you know, especially because I was leaning in the spiritual realm, a lot of business retired businessmen weren't familiar with the spiritual industry. So they'd be like a couple times they were like, you know, I got to be honest here. I don't see it. I don't understand what you're talking about. And I don't know how it would work because I'm just not familiar with anything that you're talking about, you know, and that was cool because at least they're honest about it and they're confident enough to be honest. Some people will just tear down your idea because they don't understand and they don't want to look like they're ignorant. You know, that's so don't let anybody tear down your dream. But I did get outside perspectives to understand things. A lot of these things had, I imagine all this stuff is online now, which is even better because I used to go to in-person seminars and stuff. And, you know, they'd have people coming in explaining how QuickBooks works. And so I started getting an understanding of accounting software. And then there's people who explain how social media marketing works. And so that, you know, and I took all the free stuff, man. I didn't pay for anything. I took all the free information. Sometimes I'd email these people because I didn't have any money to buy what they were selling. You know, sometimes they're like, you know, it's they're explaining accounting software and they want to be your accountant. Well, I couldn't afford an accountant, so I wasn't going to hire them. But yeah, they're offering some helpful information. Yeah, I'm going to take that in, you know. So this is what I'm talking about, people. There is free information. There is organizations for just women. And to be honest, so this is a good example. Like I actually got help from some organizations that were only for women. Why? Because they had a unique thing that fit with exactly what I was trying to do. And it was just for women. And I emailed them. I was like, hey, I know this is just for women, but like, I was wondering if I could kind of get some of your help as well. And they were like, oh yeah, you know, come on over. It's fine. And I go sit in on a seminar that was just for women so I could get the information. It was a beautiful thing. So don't, you know, ask questions, go out there. It's all, if you keep poking and searching and building and doing and moving, it's all about movement. It'll all fall into place little by little by little by little. And it's amazing how much you're supported. You know, I've been through this journey with several of my clients. And one of the biggest surprises, and it's not a surprise in the way that their brain, like they kind of expected it to some degree a little bit, but how supported they are by the universe, how supported they are by God. It's amazing because God wants you to be the best version of you. Of course, man, you got to remember you are supported and loved. So you're not in this alone. You're not. You have the whole energy, the whole power of God, the power of the universe, whatever you believe in, you have the all the power that's in the universe supporting you in becoming the version of you that you're supposed to be. That's why you're supposed to be it. That's why following your interests is so important. Do you see how it's not as difficult as you think? It really isn't. You just got to expand your mind to think that it might be possible. All you need is the faith of a mustard seed. That's all you need. You don't need this amazing amount of faith. You don't need all this amazing amount of belief. You just need to start following the nudges, start following what sparks your passion, start following what grabs your attention, start following what brings you joy, start leaning into it, start participating in your own unfoldment by doing whatever you can do wherever you are. Do that and then watch the support that comes. And then all of a sudden you find, if you need a place to rent, it appears and you're like, oh my God, I found a place that I could rent that I could actually afford. I didn't even know they made buildings like that. You know, that's another one of my stories and not the afford thing. But like right when I was collecting food stamps, they said that they didn't have any buildings with a business and an apartment. because my son was with me, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to work from home so I could do things in the business space, but still be there with my son, for my son, and know he was safe and cared for, and therefore I could be working my business. I wanted that. Everybody was like, no, there's no buildings like that in this town. Well, guess what? One appeared. And what did I do? You know, like I doubled my rent. I was collecting food stamps and I doubled my rent to start my business. Does that make sense? No, I could barely pay the rent that I was paying. But like, I knew I was loved and supported. And I knew if for some reason it didn't work out, I had to take a shot at it, because otherwise, what am I doing? Why am I here? If I'm not trying to be a better version, more fuller version of myself, what am I doing? Just existing. I'm not living. And I want to live. You know, I want to come sliding into death doing Mach 10 with my hair on fire. Going, woo, sliding in, going, that was a hell of a ride. You know, I want to suck the marrow out of life, man. And now I'm just doing it on more chill level because I'm getting older and I like peace and relaxation. But I'm still doing it my way. So, you know, doubling my rent, it's like, you know, it doesn't make sense, but I knew it was right because it was the next stage in the unfoldment. You know, and crowdfunding, you know, I think my crowdfunding thing raised, I crowdfunded to start my business. So I was giving away life coaching sessions and different things. And, you know, and I was blessed to have some family members jump on board and support my vision and stuff like that. You know, we need to accept help from outside too, you know? So I think I raised like $1,500, which is not a lot of money, but it was enough. It was enough to get started. And I did, you know, and then the rest is history. So do what you can where you are. Do what you can where you are. That's the biggest takeaway, I think, from this. You know, it's unless there was a bigger takeaway for you. Pay whatever grabbed your attention, pay attention. It grabbed your attention for a reason. Expand on that. Take that nugget and try to see where it fits in your journey. So there, I think that's it. This is how I do my check. I just pause for a moment and see if any more information comes. No, I'm good. I feel complete. Hey, Rick, thanks for catching us again. And Cindy, hello. And Nicole, yes, you love fun. You know, Nicole, you're doing a lot of things right, girl. I see it. So keep it up. Keep it up. I love seeing it, you know, because Nicole and I knew each other back growing up. So it's like, I get a kick out of anybody that I know, or anybody even that I don't know that's doing well. It just fills my heart. But yeah, when it's somebody I knew before, it's like, all right, man. Yeah, we made it through a pretty wild childhood. And now look at us, we're doing pretty damn well. So yeehaw. All right. Well, thank you everybody for watching, listening, participating. I do appreciate you. Without you, it ain't possible. You know, I need you guys just as much as you need me. So it's full circle. So thank you. Peace, blessings, and reach out if I can be of assistance. Back in the day, Jenny. All right. Take care. Oh, Janet, thanks for coming across my radar. You captured my attention and helped validate the baby steps. Yes, absolutely, Janet. Absolutely. You can do this. You know, it's just baby steps and they add up. And yes, reach out if I can be of assistance. And guys, know that, you know, the other coaching option that I mentioned is available now. So, you know, I'm here to help. So we need each other here. We need each other. So, all right. Thank you. Peace. Talk soon.